Joining me live is Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley for the monthly report from the County Commission. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Good. Cold here in Kemmer, but yeah. It's a good day.
Cold. Cold all over the place, it feels like. Absolutely. Well, let's jump right into things and what's happening in Lincoln County. Commissioner, I want to start with some subdivision updates. There's always some subdivisions proposed, but I understand there's some larger ones right now being discussed. Maybe just give us a snapshot and an update on where some of these developments are and where they stand in the process.
Yes, there is a lot of large developments coming out, and these are sometimes are in phases, and so the phases come back before us, and we've actually been denying some based in sending them back. What's key for the public to know is when we send some of these back to planning and zoning is for what we have figured for sometimes not enough public process has been followed in there on it, not necessarily follow, but we need more. And also our large concern over how the length of these projects are really affecting Lincoln County. Our planning and zoning goes through the rules of what the land use policy is and determines if it should be brought to us. But we're the commission that decides what affects public health and safety and the whole overall picture of Lincoln County. And so that's why we've been sending some of them back. We've actually been denying some for some various reasons, but we've also had the state involved in some of the processes. They control ponds, rivers, waters, and things like that. That's not our jurisdiction, but we wait for their decisions, which can bog us down, quite frankly, which is kind of our complaint against state cover and takes too long. But the large ones, they are very much on our radar right now, and that is why things are slowing down some. The development's not really slowing down. We're still getting applications all the time, and we're having to take a really hard look at them and go back and do it. And we've been legally challenged on a few. We just recently won a couple of those. But that is basically like in a snapshot of the activity. I think is very glaring to most people in Star Valley, but it's also down here in the southern part of the county. We're getting applications all over the place. But we're catching up. Will we ever be caught up? I don't know about that. The growth in Lincoln County is very exponential in this side of the state from the big projects.
It is a balancing act, Commissioner. It's something we've talked about before. We need more housing, plain and simple, in Lincoln County. We just need more housing. At the same time, we want to keep the rural atmosphere. We don't want to be just a giant subdivision from end to end as well. So maybe speak to that a little bit in the balance there.
Absolutely. We get asked the question all the time, you have to build affordable housing. If anybody really has a definition of what is affordable now, please tell us, because it is a challenge trying to develop it. Then you go into what you call really condensed small housing, and we get accused of building man camps and different things like that. But that is absolutely on our radar, Duke. How do we get a diversified housing market that can accommodate the, you know, right from top to bottom? Because we have a lot of homes. You know, I believe the average median price in Star Valley now is something like $812 million. Down here where I am at, it's like $350, but they're both climbing all the time. And getting workers to be able to live in affordable housing is a major, major challenge. And we absolutely believe part of this issue is why the outflow of our youth in the state. We went on, I think, for the 10th year in a row that we have larger outflow than we do of retention of our youth in Wyoming. And the governor just put out a report on that. We watch that very closely. That's why we're trying to push the industries that we push and the businesses, quite frankly, and the retention of those businesses so that we keep our youth here. But we've got to have somewhere for them to live. That's all there is to it. It's very, very glaring down here with the big things we've got going on, but also up there, the number of people you commute back and forth from Jackson because they flat can't afford to live in Jackson. And so that is a discussion every time we look at one of them. We just looked at one in the Aetna area in there that was projected out through 2037. And so that's part of the problem is how do we try to judge what that growth is? And so everybody that'll come before us, it's like, we're just doing this now. It's like, no, the commissioners are tasked with looking at the bigger picture of what that means for the future of Lincoln County. And so very much on our radar.
Commissioner Kent Conley this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Impact funding, Commissioner, I know there's a lot of money that's going to be coming into the county and municipalities with the big industrial growth and developments both in the county and around the region. Give us an update on what kind of funds these are and what the plan is to use them for.
Number one, industrial siting money is taxes paid by the company that's building. This is not coming from property taxes or anything else of that variety. So when a company finally gets building and they start getting sales tax, the Industrial Siting Act allows us to go back in and dip into those sales tax and bring them back into our county. And that's what we're trying to do. Three major projects: Pacific Soda in Sweetwater County, south of Rock Springs; Project West in what we refer to as the Bermuda Triangle, which is the area down by Uinta, Sweetwater, and Lincoln. Down through there is in there, and there'll be two more in the future. But that's the second one. And, of course, the obvious one is TerraPower. And there are roughly about $20 billion in development over 10 years. But that sales tax, when we go after it under the industrial siting, long process, very legal process, about $76 million was available in those three projects. And the bulk of the siting of them actually was in Sweetwater County, as I just explained. And we received back $21 million, will receive. That's very key when I explain this. We do not receive the money until they start putting iron up in the air, concrete in the ground, in where you actually incur sales tax, and then we get the payments back from there. And so cities have got to be very cautious, because the bulk of the money basically went to cities. We got basically $21 million back for Lincoln County out of the 75 is what we'll get in sales tax. But the Lincoln itself got 4.6. And so the rest of that 21 went to cities and towns. And so we've been very pointed in trying to make sure we get the cities on board with it and how they handle it. And that they will get that in payments whenever the construction starts. And so they've got to wait. We already have two projects on the books already, Exxon, and we've had others before that are already in that process right now. There's a solar farm that we've discussed before that has been through industrial siting, but we still haven't received a penny of it. So this will be a slow haul of money when they start the project. The TerraPower project, we will see payments out of it maybe as early as summer of this year. We'll see. We anticipate the sales tax revenue is up in Lincoln County for that reason. And as they develop it, that's one-time money. And you have to be very prudent. But the taxpayers need to know where that's coming from. These are sales tax paid by the industry, this building, and that's sent to the state. And our part of the process is try to get it back. And that's what we do all the time. That's exactly what we're doing in the legislature right now. We pay out a lot of money to the state and get a very small rate of return back to the county. And this is one of the avenues by which we can do that.
Commissioner Kent Conley on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Speaking of the state and the legislature, still a long way to go in the 2025 session, but any specific bills or legislation that the commission is following in this year's session?
Yeah, I'll get into that. One thing I did miss on P&Z, we will be offering septic training and developers training and realtors training. We have a system set up to go in March and April. So please, the people that are involved in those avenues, please pay attention that we will put that in the paper and publicly put that out. Bills in the Wyoming State Legislature, they passed four last year. And of those total four, in the rebates that were sent back, we put out $436,000 back to the taxpayers. The fifth one that was vetoed by the governor was overturned by the Wyoming State Legislature the other day in all of his vetoes. And so it's being brought back as another bill. So that's a key one we're looking at. The heartburn we have with it right now is very simple. We're already giving money back. You have four on the books with a possibility of nine more, which I don't think all nine will pass. But we're talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars if it cuts taxes that much. And we cannot take those kind of hits. The property taxes is the main source of income for counties. Sales taxes is the main source of income for the cities. And so those are the two avenues that fund what we do. And in the last 10 years, we've already, in unfunded mandates out of the legislature, had to take on another $1.8 million in this county and the counties surrounding us. When we were just in the previous meeting, we're up around those numbers too. And so just how much can we take? How much do we give back and maintain the services at the level people want? And that's what this discussion is all about. The nine bills would take us forever to go through. Pay attention as taxpayers. That's the key question is, you know, what services do you want to train if the Wyoming State Legislature cuts us all? They say they're going to cut us. They're telling us they're not. They're going to backfill it and do things. But we are watching that extremely close. We do not see the bills coming out with backfilling. We had a four-county meeting with all our legislatures. We just walked out of it Thursday down there. And in that meeting, that was our tale of caution to them. Take a look at what we actually put the money to, because, well, it's just like us right now. We've got essentially a small boom going on. But if we send all the money from that boom down to Cheyenne and don't get any of it back, there is a lot of counties. The biggest ones that get hurt by it, by the way, are your mid-range counties, which we are. We're not one of the super six rich. And then, of course, the poverty six at the bottom. And so this is a this is quite the legislature right now. There's going to be a lot of it. There's 485 bills between the House and the Senate already come out of LSO, but there's a total of 700 in there right now. And on an average year, if they pass 120, 130, that's a good year. So some bills have got to die, some don't. But they're looking at the ratio, the 9% ratio, dropping the ratios of what they tax on it. They're looking at a lot of the bills that they're looking at this year, they looked at last year for the people that have watched it. And the property tax, being in your home a certain time, the threshold of what your investments are, they're looking very hard at that. Some of them, there's actually what I call bills to tweak bills right now. Because it takes a while for this stuff to level off. Like I say, they passed four last year. I do believe a version of the governor's will come back. And then, of course, there's the referendum that is the voter referendum and how they handle that. And that referendum says they'll put it on the ballot for the people to vote on a 50% reduction. But right now we're looking at a 50% reduction plus the other bills. And that would be roughly $5 to $7 million, which is one third of my budget in Lincoln County. And so that's kind of what's on the table. Like I say, I have the list here in front of me, but I just take us 20 minutes to read sure. through them, Duke.
yep. We can follow those bills, of course, online at wildedge.gov. That's Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Connolly. Commissioner, appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much for the updates.
Have a good day. Keep warm.
Yeah, you as well. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.